lines. People take to the streets across Europe protesting the financial system. In the U.S., thousands march as part of a global day of rage against corporate greed. Iran's leader rejects U.S. accusations against Tehran as a plot that is doomed to failure. And then Bahrain Saudi-backed forces attack protesters near the capital, Manama. Good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us. 11:30 here in the capital of Tehran, and you're headed for Press TV's World News. Lead story inspired by the anti-Wall Street movement in the U.S. Massive anti-corporatism protests are gaining momentum around the globe. Protests turned violent in the Italian capital of Rome as police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse the ralliers. At least 70 protesters have been injured in the clashes. Here's more on that story.
Tens of thousands of Italians protested against corporate greed and embattled Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's economic policies. Protests were staged in major European capitals and other cities, including Athens and Frankfurt. In London, police used kettling tactics in an attempt to contain Occupy London protests. A number of arrests were also made. Ralliers in countries across Asia, as well as in Australia, also joined global demonstrations supporting the Occupy Wall Street protests in the U.S.
Like the people in the Philippines, the American people and the peoples of the other parts of the world are tremendously affected by the crisis of capitalism. And all over the world, people are rising up, including women, to fight for our rights, to fight for the future of our children, to fight for the future of
the top, and to say that we want an alternative, one that's based on human need and human rights, not on, you know, corporate greed.
Many believe the recent popular movements, including the Occupy Wall Street campaign, have been inspired by the revolutions against pro-Western regimes in the Middle East and North Africa. It's yet to be seen how the U.S. and its allies will respond to the growing protest movement that swept through the West, as people become increasingly frustrated with their government's capitalist policies. Back up!
Inspired by the Middle East uprisings and the Occupy Wall Street protest, thousands of people descended on the square outside one of London's most famous landmarks, St. Paul's Cathedral. Their message was simple: the rich, warmongering elite minority have caused the global financial crisis, and the rest of society shouldn't have to suffer for their recklessness.
800 billion people on this planet are hungry and malnourished. 1,000 million people have no safe, clean drinking water. That's why the system has to change. Free market capitalism has failed the world.
The demonstrators' intention was to occupy the nearby London Stock Exchange to protest against corporate greed and its role in destroying the economy, but they were prevented from doing so.
The protesters are trying to get to Paternoster Square, which is the site of the London Stock Exchange, but the police seem to have blocked off all the entrances, so at the moment there's something of a standoff.
The protesters were warned that they'd face arrest if they tried to enter the financial district. They remained peaceful, but urged the police to stop protecting institutions that had caused the recession.
I lost my job, and it's been really, really hard to find another job. I'm recently qualified. I've got, you know, got a lot of experience. I wanted to finish my law degree through Open University, but the student fees have gone up, And even Open University, which is supposed to be the cheap way of doing it, their fees have also gone up. So for me, it's not a possibility at the moment.
Eventually, some frustrated protesters opted for more direct action by pouring onto the nearby road, thus bringing all traffic to a halt. The police then brought in reinforcements and kettled or surrounded the protest, a tactic which has been heavily criticised in the past because effectively it's a form of confinement.
I hate the British government, I hate the American government, and I hate the actions of the Israeli government building another wall. But this is about money, this is about power. I'm here because there's a solidarity with the Occupy Wall Street and the Occupy movement that's spreading around the world. We also hate the fact that we live in a world where 1 billion people wake up hungry every day, where people are like living as slaves all over the third world due to the actions of the Western world. So we're sick of the banking bailouts, we're sick that public services are being cut, and people are getting treated like sheep.
Although the demonstration was unofficial and disorganized, the turnout was significant. Moreover, many pledged to stay in the square overnight and even for days. They hope this won't be a one-off event, but the beginning of an anti-capitalism mass movement. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.
People all over Germany have joined demonstrations on the International Occupy Day. Andogen, we are the 99%. More than 8,000 people protested in Berlin, calling for more democracy and the end of capitalism and financial greed.
We feel that our system is quite at the end and that we have to make a system change and that we have to learn to participate.
Nationwide, organizers counted more than 40,000 protesters. In Frankfurt, 6,000 people demonstrated at the headquarters of the European Central Bank. Munich, Cologne, Hamburg and many more German cities saw large demonstrations joined by thousands.
I think it's important that people take to the streets. They don't want to put up with the banks ruling their lives. But it's not just banks. We also need the right political decisions. This is a statement against the power of the banks, but also for a different policy.
Several political parties supported the worldwide movement against the current financial system. Michael Sommer, head of the unions, warned that ruthless investment banks were dividing and unhinging society. Governments should have the courage to start regulating the financial markets.
This is a great day, and I think what we're seeing is the beginning of an anti-capitalist movement in Germany.
Police prevented protesters from storming the parliament building, but later recalled it a friendly event.
I think more and more people are waking up, and it's awesome that people are doing it peacefully, because I really support that.
The state is originally there for the people, but it isn't the fact. They are working for the big industry.
It's not only not democratic, it's also not social at all, what is happening in this moment in the financial world.
Protesters in Germany were inspired by the Occupy Wall Street movement in the US, expressing their anger against corporatism, poverty and social inequity. Many more people than expected joined the largely peaceful protests here in Germany, and surveys show that most Germans support the movement. People here are convinced this is only the beginning. Stefan Herrmann, Press TV, Berlin.
Well, in related news, meanwhile, Occupy Wall Street protesters have massed in New York City. Demonstrators in Lower Manhattan emboldened after city officials canceled the cleanup of Zuccotti Park. Anti-Wall Street protesters said the plan was aimed at shutting their demonstrations. Anti-corporate protests broke out in the U.S. last month. The protesters blamed Wall Street and big corporations for the deepening economic crisis in the United States. Well, people around the world are highly pessimistic about the future of the U.S. economy. Press TV conducted an online opinion poll from September 27th to October 9th. 47% of respondents, that is almost 5,000 people, believe the burden of the economic woes will prompt a popular revolution in the U.S. 30% say the U.S. will plunge into a recession again and spark another global financial crisis. 15% believe the United States is headed for a double-dip recession, while 8% of the respondents argue the American economy will slowly recover at the expense of global economies. Out of more than 10,000 people who voted on the poll, over 34% lived in the U.S. Well, a group of 20 finance chiefs have ended 2 days of talks in Paris. They say they will support a large role for the International Monetary Fund to help stop the spread of Europe's debt crisis. The G20 leaders of rich and developing nations issued a communique saying they will make sure the IMF has all the resources it needs to help stabilize the world economy. They would discuss the question of the IMF funding at a summit of G20 leaders to be held in early November. Concerns are now growing that large economies like Italy and Spain could falter. That would drag the Eurozone into a recession and send shockwaves through the world economy. Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution rejects the U.S. propaganda that accuses Tehran of supporting terrorism as part of a series of plots by the world imperialism. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei called the accusations meaningless, saying the U.S. is trying to target Iran through political propaganda. But this latest plot, like the previous ones, will not work and will instead further isolate the plotters. On Tuesday, U.S. officials charged an Iranian-born American citizen with planning to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. The leader said, through such accusations, the U.S. is seeking to spread Iranophobia in the world. But despite all the vicious American schemes, Iran will continue to stand up against the global arrogance and will never retreat.
شما با اقلیت ها هستید شما با مجموعه میگن میخواهیم ایران رو منزوی کنیم خودشون منزوی شدن امروز هیچ دولتی در دنیا در میان ملت ها به قدر آمریکا منفور نیست آمریکا امروز منفورترین دولت ها و رژیم ها در چشم ملت های منطقه
The leader was addressing a huge crowd in the Iranian city of Gilan-e-Gharb in western province of Kermanshah. The visit is part of Ayatollah Khamenei's 9-day tour of the province. Well, meanwhile, Iran's foreign ministry has strongly denied the U.S. accusations about Tehran's alleged plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador in Washington. In a statement, the foreign ministry held the U.S. administration responsible for escalating tensions and distorting international security via propaganda campaign. It says international conventions require that such accusations against individuals or nationals of any country be reflected to the respective government beforehand. U.S. officials have violated these legal norms and taken no steps in the right direction. The foreign ministry statement adds that the man ostensibly involved in the plot has lived in the U.S. for the past 16 years and has had no connection whatsoever with the Iranian government. Well, the U.S. has imposed a new unilateral sanctions targeting Iran's civil aviation industry. The new sanctions involve Mahan Airline, and now the International Air Travel Association is being used as a political tool against Iranians. Our correspondent Arash Khaladbari has more from the capital.
New U.S. sanctions against Iranian civil aviation organizations, now against Mahan, and tougher sanctions against Iran's largest aviation organization, Iran Air. Iran Air and Mahan Air passengers cannot use their tickets when traveling to destinations where these civilian carriers do not fly. International Air Travel Association, IATA, for the first time in its history, has suspended the processing ticket payments of its members, namely Iran Air and Mahan, because of U.S. unilateral sanctions against Iran.
You see, this decision does not affect the way we provide services for our own customers. You have all our flights to all of our destinations that we had before this decision was made by IATA. We have not canceled any of our flights and will not do so in the future. As I'm speaking to you right now, we have flights to more than 30 countries in Europe and outside of Europe.
United States has imposed unilateral sanctions against airline of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Iran Air, from the beginning of the revolution more than 30 years ago. The U.S. imposed new unilateral sanctions against Mahan Air, another Iranian civilian airliner, on October 12th. IATA quickly followed suit. The sanctions cause hardship for passengers.
The passenger in a flight to many destinations where he has to use two airlines cannot choose Iran Air for his first part of the trip, and this is a problem. These passengers cannot fly with Iran Air whether they like it or not. They cannot choose, and this is a problem.
Iran's managing director of Civil Aviation Organization of Iran, Farhad Parvarish, has written a letter to IATA Secretary General stating that their actions go against international rules and IATA Article of Association, and has called for them to reverse their decision.
Iranian officials say that even though the West says that the sanctions against Iran's civilian airliners are aimed to hurt the Iranian government, the ones who are really punished by it are the civilian passengers. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.
In Bahrain, Saudi-backed forces have attacked anti-regime protesters in the village of Bani Jamra near the capital of Manama. Hundreds of protesters have gathered outside the house of a detained opposition leader. Regime forces attacked them with tear gas and sound grenades. Several protests were held in different areas around the capital, Manama. The demonstrators shouted slogans against the regime. At least 10 protesters have been arrested in several areas. Hundreds of people in the Persian Gulf Sheikhdom, including activists, protesters, doctors, and opposition leaders, have been detained. Since mid-February, dozens of people have been killed by forces loyal to the Al-Khalifa family. Britain founded the Al-Khalifa regime in 1820 after signing a treaty with the family, giving it the title Rulers of Bahrain. You're watching Press TV's World News, and these are your headlines for this hour. People take to the streets across Europe protesting the financial system. In the U.S., thousands march as part of a global day of rage against corporate greed. Iran's leader rejects U.S. accusations against Tehran as a plot that is doomed to failure. And in Bahrain, Saudi-backed forces attack protesters near the capital, Manama.